Won't you come back tomorrow? Won't you come back tomorrow? Won't you come back tomorrow?
Okay, so it's Dave Solo Thing 36. And that song is called Tomorrow. It's by YouTube. Actually, it's a great song because, it's a very religious song. It's a very religious album. The heathen here loves that album. It's actually the song. It's about Bono's mother dying, I think, and how he dealt with that as a kid. That's pretty touching and all that. It's also the song on the album after the song Fire. And I was thinking about fires a lot today, Fort McMurray. People are fucking stupid. I cannot get over the level of just complete asshole, stupid fucking moron there is in the world. You know, I really can't. I don't understand what the fuck is going on through people's fucking heads. On the one hand, you have people who... Now, look, I'm not much on tar sands oil. It seems pretty dirty. And I'm not much on oil, though we kind of need it to run the economy, and someone's going to take it out of the ground anyway. But that's a whole different discussion. I think we all know that burning fossil fuels creates, or has helped create, climate change. That's something we know. And the fact that we get more of these horrible wildfires is part of that. That, in fact, I saw somebody from Environment Canada saying, this is the new normal. There are going to be more of these wildfires because of climate change. We know that. Of course. Makes sense. I mean, doesn't mean you have to like it, but it makes sense. It's understandable. And we can understand that, you know, we're fucking with stuff and whatever. But then to go around and say that this is somehow some kind of fucking karma, because these people that live there work in the petrochemical in the industry, in the oil extraction, in the tar sands. And I've seen people say this shit, and those people are just fucking shitheads, and they can just fuck off. I am so tired of people. You know, like, these people deserve it? They're working. This isn't karma. Perhaps go look up what karma means. Really bugs me. I don't understand why people think that would be an even remotely appropriate thing to think or say. And even if you think it, you say shit like that out loud, what kind of piece of crap are you? So, I mean, that really bugged me. I saw that a few people say that. I did see people say, on the other hand, that this, as I said, is the new normal, and we have to perhaps accept that and get ready for it. Not accept it, adapt. And I get that. I get the adapting. That makes complete sense. We have to adapt to climate change. If we reverse it at some point, we have to adapt to it. So that's okay. That's an entirely different set of discussions. And those discussions make sense. It makes complete sense to say we are going to have to learn how to deal with this kind of crap. I mean, and be ready for it. So that's okay. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people, and I saw people say this, that said that, you know, well, nobody deserves this, but you know, they're causing this problem. I cannot believe that someone could be not only so just stupid, but also just insensitive and asinine. So there's that. So that's part one. Part two. Then you have people saying, well, you know, where's all the money from the other governments in the world? Why aren't they giving us money, eh? Where's the foreign aid? I saw a thing today like this. Posted by someone I know. Not them. They had posted it from someone else, shared it, and said, it makes you think. And I replied on my own Facebook feed rather than getting into a pissing match on someone else's thing. But the person said, you know, why isn't Syria giving us any money, or Iraq? Yes, Syria. Yeah, Syria. That failed state, Syria. It's a failed state. It's a place, there's been a civil war going on there since 2011. That's why there's refugees. They aren't moving here because we have better fucking Walmarts. They're moving here because, you know, what with this civil war and all. Civil wars are wars. People die in them. And there's like 18 sides in that war. It's, you know, it's really healthy. What about Iraq? Yeah, Iraq, because that's also a real stable country. Yeah, they got all kinds of, they're doing great. Then the person listed the country of Africa. The country of Africa. Africa's a continent. Also, economic basket case. What about Cuba? Yeah, Cuba. Another successful economy. Cuba. Where are the Americans? Actually, there are American firefighters there already. What about Katrina? This is not Katrina, man. Over a thousand people died in Katrina because the government acted too slowly. And in fact, I think that we may have actually learned something. The world learned something about disasters from the poorly managed Katrina disaster. So it's hard to say something good came out of it, but this isn't Katrina. This isn't a city, a huge city. It's big. It's 80,000 people had to get evacuated. And man, it looks like this post-apocalyptic stuff I've seen. It's unreal. Mexican firefighters are there right now training. Their fire season's over. So they're coming up. They're forest fire season. So people are, the world is responding. But see, we have money here. We have stuff. You don't give foreign aid because you hope that someday someone will fucking pay you back. Those are called loans. Those are different. Loans, you pay back. Foreign aid is a gift. And in fact, a lot of times on the items, if they're things in kind, not in money, it actually says from the people of Canada on the thing, like on the bag of food or whatever. It'll actually say that, from the people of Canada. Because it's a fucking gift, you idiot. It's a gift. You do that when someone has less than you, you help them. And you know, the people, the Syrian refugees that are in Calgary are apparently raising money on their own. They're raising money. These people have nothing, and they're raising money to help the people at Fort McMurray. That's awesome. I imagine the people of, I don't know, let's pick an African country that's an economic basket case. Oh, I don't know, most of it. I imagine the people of South Sudan, if they could, would give money to help people. If they saw the pictures of Fort McMurray, they just don't have stuff. See, we have stuff, so we can do this. You can make the argument, of course, that foreign aid, you know, you want to stabilize countries so they do better, and there's less chance of becoming, say, failed states like, oh, I don't know, Syria. Iraq, Somalia is the best example, probably. Afghanistan. The person also had Afghanistan. Yeah, that's another great place. They got a great economy there. They got all kinds of extra cash they can just give to Canada. Are people this fucking stupid? You know, and then they go on about, people go on about other things. They go on about, well, what about people at home? Don't do foreign aid. Yeah, okay. Yeah, $4.8 billion. That's how much Canada spent on foreign aid last year. Go look up how big our budget is, and then you can go find out how little money that actually is, percentage-wise. It's not a lot of money. Anyway, I just got a little pissed off today. I had a great day, though. I mean, I usually record these things when I'm emotional about something. They're not usually just me talking for no fucking reason. So, oh, I don't know. How about we end with a song that's very appropriate for this topic? Thanks.
Fancied of reason. Darwin's are taking over. The idiots are taking over.